Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere. So this shiur is really a continuation of last week's shiur. If you joined us last week for our special Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut shiur, this is a continuation of that shiur, if you will. Thank you to everybody joining me in person, and thank you to everybody joining over the Zoom as well. I'm going to begin by quoting from Miriam Peretz. She talks about in her childhood, okay? In Casablanca, we waited a long time for the journey to Israel. Inside, I felt that I was vacillating between sadness and joy. The Holy Land was like a hazy dream in my mind, while the separation from my home, the land of my birth, was real. If we had suffered from anti-Semitism, I think it might have been easier to leave Casablanca. But such incidents were rare, and our daily routine was simple and pleasant. Grandfather was the only one who spoke of Jerusalem. Morocco, Grandfather said, is not ours. Jerusalem is the Alana. It is ours. He said the Alana in Arabic, and I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly. One day in late 1963, when I came home from school, I saw a giant crate that filled the entire room. I needed no further explanation. I understood the day of our departure was approaching. Mother filled the crate with blankets and clothing. I stuffed in my school bag and my knapsacks into the crate. And when we finally reached Israel and we received the crate, I pulled out my knapsack. I flipped through my notebooks. It was solid proof of the life that I had left behind. The evening after we packed the crate, after dark, Father announced, "Tonight we will leave." We waited until the neighbors went to bed, and then we went into the courtyard in front of the house, walking on tiptoes. Mother spread a blanket over us, but we couldn't sleep. "Soon, they will come to get us," Father whispered. "Soon." I stared at the silent alley with eyes wide open. My ears were waiting to hear the footsteps. In the middle of the night, we boarded a boat that took us to a transit camp in Gibraltar. It looked like a military base, with dozens of bunks that housed 400 Jews. The Jewish agency there cared for us in Gibraltar with devotion. I had my own bed. We were given enough food to eat. I don't recall how long we spent there. The days turned into weeks. I lost track of time. And then from Gibraltar, a second boat ride, longer than the first, which brought us to Naples. And in Naples, they took us to a hotel. And finally, the third voyage. Israel, our final destination. I wore a red dress. All the travelers wore red. The sea was stormy, and we believed that the red color would quell the storming waves. We gathered on the deck. I saw people crying and praying, and I was afraid. Why had we left Casablanca? Only to be swallowed up by the sea? "Pray," Father told me. And I prayed until the sea's anger abated, and then on the distant horizon, we caught a glimpse of land, Haifa. The boat shook with cries of joy, endless ululations, the sound that the Sephardi women make an exaltation. Mother covered her hair with a colorful embroidered Moroccan scarf. Father disembarked from the boat in his elegant jalabiya. He was standing straight, his head held high, as he descended from the boat. And then I saw Father fall. "Father, what's wrong?" And then I saw my father wasn't the only one who was lying down. All the men were falling, bending, lying flat on the ground and kissing. "Father, what are you kissing?" "I am kissing the earth of the Holy Land," Father exclaimed. And then his voice choked with emotion, "The Alana, the land that is ours." The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis, I'm just going to put it on a screen share and you'll follow along. One second. I was not able to successfully post the handout, which I tried to do for them. I don't know why. Okay, 1 second. Okay, there you have it on my screen. Okay, for those in person, you should have a hand up, please. So let's begin the Gemara Maseches Tainis, Yod Amar Aleph. So So the Gemara says as follows: Tani Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa, Eretz Yisrael Nivreis Techila, the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael was created first, V'chol Ha'olam Kula Nivra L'Basov, and the entire world was created after Eretz Yisrael. Shenayamara, as the Pasuk says, Adlo Asa Eretz V'chutzos. First, Adlo Asa Eretz, Eretz referring to Eretz Yisrael, V'chutzos, and then he made the outskirts. First, God created Eretz Yisrael, and then he created all other lands. This is a Pasuk from Mishle, Perak, Chas, Pasuk, Chafav. So this is proof, says the Gemara, that first Eretz Yisrael was created, and then V'chutzos, the outskirts were created. Continues the Gemara, Eretz Yisrael Mashke Oso Kosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, God waters the land of Eretz Yisrael by himself, Ba'atzma. V'chol Ha'olam Kula Al Yedei Shaliach. And all the rest of the world is watered through a Shaliach, through an agent. The Art Scroll Gemara footnote says as follows, each land's rainfall is controlled by that land's constellation or the celestial body appointed over that land. However, Eretz Yisrael's rainfall is personally administered by God. That is according to the Maharsha. And so Eretz Yisrael is the focus of God's special providence. So first here, the Gemara has told us that Eretz Yisrael is created first, and then everything else is considered the chutzos, the outskirts. All that was created after, and then the Gemara tells us when it comes to rainfall, Eretz Yisrael mashko so kosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. Hashem personally ensures that Eretz Yisrael has the water that it needs. V'chol ha'olam kula al yedei shaliach, but all the rest of the world gets rain under the control of their celestial body. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Hanosein matar al pnei eretz. This is a pasuk from Iov. Hanosein matar al pnei eretz v'sholach mayim al pnei chutzos. God sends matar, special rain, to the face of Israel, but mayim, just regular water, goes to all of the outskirts. And Rashi says on the Gemara, Hanosein matar al pnei eretz. Rashi says this means Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem sends his special, wonderful, first, choicest rain to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole rest of the world gets whatever it gets. Continuing, Eretz Yisrael shows some megashamim. Eretz Yisrael drinks the rainwater that is especially blessed. V'chol ha'olam kulo mitamtzis. And all the rest of the world drinks from the remnant water. Whatever is left in the clouds, which is not as blessed, that's what the whole rest of the world drinks. Art Scroll footnote, since the rain in Eretz Yisrael is provided directly from God, it produces a more bountiful harvest. The Braisa states allegorically, the other lands do not receive this blessed rainwater. So from this small piece of Gemara alone, with which we are beginning our shiur, you will see that there's a special providence. Eretz Yisrael was created first. Everything else is considered the outskirts. Eretz Yisrael has rain directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. All other lands have rain by some sort of shaliach or celestial being. Furthermore, Eretz Yisrael gets the choicest of the rainfall, and whatever's left, so to speak, in the clouds, the other lands get. Eretz Yisrael shows some megashamim, v'chol ha'olam kulo mitamtzis. All the rest of the world drinks the remnant water of the clouds, which is not as blessed. Shenemar, like the same pasuk says from Iyov, hanosein matar al pnei oretz. Matar is a choicer rain. God puts matar over the face of the earth, but the whole rest of the world gets regular mayim. Continuing, Eretz Yisrael shows a techila. The land of Israel drinks first, v'chol ha'olam kulo basof, and everything else gets at the end, whatever's left. If you've ever seen nature documentaries, when the animals, especially in the dry season, come to the watering hole, so there's a pecking order of who gets to drink by the watering hole first. And the stronger animals, the more fit animals, the king of the beast animals, they get to drink first. Eretz Yisrael is the king of the whole world, so to speak. I mean, obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. And Eretz Yisrael gets to get water first, and everything else after. Eretz Yisrael shows a techila. Eretz Yisrael drinks first. V'chol ha'olam kulo l'basof. And all the rest of the world drinks after. Rashi on the Gemara says, what does it mean, batchila shosa, that Eretz Yisrael drinks first? You don't have Rashi on your handout. I'm reading from the Gemara. Sham yardin ha'geshamim techila kach shamati. Rashi says, so I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, the rains fall first. Sham yardim ha'geshamim techila. The rains fall first in Eretz Yisrael. Kach shamati. That's what I heard, says Rashi. V'chol ha'olam kulo basof. And all the rest of the world gets water after. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hanosein matar al pnei aret. Same pasuk from Iov. God gives matar to the face of the land being Eretz Yisrael. V'sholach mayim al pnei chutzot. And he sends some water to the outskirts. So this means that God personally waters Eretz Yisrael. The celestial beings water all the other land. God gives the choicest water to Eretz Yisrael. They get whatever is the remnant. And furthermore, Eretz Yisrael drinks first, and all the other lands are secondary. Ugh, my mask today is bothering me. Why? It doesn't usually bother me. Okay, let's keep going. I couldn't post on the Zoom. I couldn't get the handout going. Let's go. Mashal. And now the Gemara gives a mashal. And if you just came in, please take a handout from the Bima. Okay? And the Gemara says, mashal, it's a teaching, a parable. Lo adam shemigabel as hagvina. A person who kneads together cheese solids from the whey. Please don't ask me about curds and whey. There was a nursery rhyme about curds and whey when we were little. But the Gemara says, lo adam shemigabel as hagvina. A person who kneads together the cheese solids from the whey. Whey. No tal as ochel. He takes the food. He takes the cheese solids. Umaniach as hapsoles. He leaves what, you know, the leftover, what he doesn't want. He takes the cheese sauce and he leaves over the whey. So the Art Scroll Gemara notes, although the whey does have some value, the one who is selected to gather the cheese takes the best of the product for himself. The Nimshal is, this is like Eretz Yisrael. She retains the best of the rain directly from Hashem. She gets to drink first. Whatever's left over, the curds and the whey. So I mean, I guess that means she takes the curds, the cheese solids, and everybody else gets the whey. So you see from this small piece of Gemara here, Maseches Tainis Yud, Amud Aleph, how choice is Eretz Yisrael. First, we said, let's recap outside. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and all the rest of the lands were created after. That's the first thing that we learned. Second of all, Eretz Yisrael drinks directly from Hashem, who waters Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the lands are watered by celestial beings. Thirdly, Eretz Yisrael drinks the choicest rainwater. The rest of the world gets the leftovers. And finally, Eretz Yisrael drinks first, and everyone else drinks second. And then you have an analogy to a cheesemaker who separates the curds and the whey. He takes the best part for himself. And if you want the leftovers, you could have the leftovers. Very small piece of Gemara here, but you see right away how choice is Eretz Yisrael, and that the providence over Eretz Yisrael is different than the providence over Kol HaOlam Kulo. So this is, like I said at the beginning of Shir, a continuation of last week's Shir. This is really part two. Last week was Ayam HaZikaron Yom HaAtzmaut Shir, and we are continuing today the topic of Eretz Yisrael. We began with Miriam Peretz, we moved into the Gemara, and now actually this week is a double parsha. This is Parshios Achrimos. Okay? But Midbar always has to be read the Shabbos before Shavuos. So in order to make sure, but Midbar is always read the Shabbos before Shavuos, many of the parshios last week was Tazria Mitzorah. Today we have Acho. This week is Achrimos Kedoshim. So we double up quite a number of parshios in Sefer Vayikra to make sure that the calendar stays where it is supposed to be. So Parshios Kedoshim is full of mitzvahs. I gave a shiur last night on Lo Sikom Velo Sitoros B'nei Amecha and Rayu Torah, if anyone is interested. Very interesting. You shall not take revenge. You shall not bear a grudge. Parshas Kedoshim is on mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zaken v'hafta l'reacha kamocha lo signov lo sushakir yish imo v'aviv tirov eshab sosai tishmu peya and lakit, take care of the poor, be kind to the convert because you are a convert in the land, do not curse a deaf person, do not place a stumbling block before a blind person. Parshas Kedoshim is full of mitzvos ben adam echaveiro that we can relate to in a very real and applicable way. Parshas Achrimos, the beginning of Achrimos, is about the Yom Kippur Avodah that Aaron would do on Yom Kippurim. It does not resemble the Yom Kippur Avodah as we know it today at all. And Parshas Achrimos ends in Parak Yirchas with a whole list of arayos, forbidden sexual relationships, unions that people are forbidden from being involved in. And then, after it lists all of the forbidden relationships, and it's either on my screen or on your handout, so the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Achrimos, Parak Yirchas, it's on the screen for you. Hey, actually, I don't even need to open my chumash because you could see it here. After a list, this one can't be with this one, and this is a defilement, and this is an abomination, and that one can't be with this one. So the pasuk tells us in Vayikra, Perek Yirchas, Psukim Chav Dalet through Chav Hei, excuse me, Al Titamu B'chol Eila, do not become impure through all of these things. I'm on page one of your handout. The first thing we did is the Gemara and Tainis. And now you see two psukim. Those two psukim are from Parshas Achrimos. Al tutamu b'chol eila. Do not become defiled through all these things. Ki b'chol eila nitmu hagoy masharni mishalech mipnechem. Because from all of these, the nations that I expelled before you became impure. So the nations of the world are not careful with arayas, and they can be with whoever want, whenever they want, and this caused them to become impure. And so Hashem says, you should not become impure through these forbidden relationships. Pasuk Chafei, Vatitama Ha'aretz. Very interesting lashon. Not only did the people become defiled, and you should not become defiled, but the earth, the land, and we already saw from the Gemara and Tainis, the pasuk from Iyov, Aretz refers to Aretz Yisrael. Rashi and the Gemara says that beferush. When the pasuk says Aretz, it's referring to Aretz Yisrael, like the first pasuk said in the Gemara. Ad lo asa Aretz v'chutzot. Aretz is Aretz Yisrael. So vatitama ha'aretz, the land herself, becomes impure. Usually a person becomes impure. Azav or Azava, the end of Parshas Mitzorah, becomes impure. A Mitzorah becomes impure. Isha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar v'timah shivas yamim. A woman who gives birth becomes impure. Someone who comes into contact with a corpse becomes impure. Usually when we talk about Tumah, we talk about Tumah on the level of a person's body. But here the Pasuk is telling me something very unusual. And that is that the land of Eretz Yisrael can become impure. Batitama ha'aretz, the land became impure from all the nations who lived there, who did all of these terrible arayos. The efkor avana aleha, I recalled its iniquity, its sin upon it. The taki ha'aretz es yoshver, the land vomited out, the translation I noted is from Art Scroll, the land spit out, the land threw up. These are all terms that you would not use to refer to a land. You would refer to a person who becomes sick. Somebody eats something that does not agree with them. Someone eats spoiled food, and they will become sick, and they will throw up. They cannot tolerate the food. And in this case, we are told that Eretz Yisrael becomes impure through Arayos, and when she becomes impure, she gets sick, and she vomits out the inhabitants of the land. So God is saying, listen, you're going from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. I'm warning you in Parak Yud Ches, our parsha, the first of a double parsha, Parshas Achrimos, do not become impure, because if you become impure, look what happened to the nations of the world. They were spit out because of Arayos. The land will become defiled, she will become sick, and she will vomit you out as well. We are going to do this lengthy Ramban. You will see it's quite lengthy, and I hope Ezer Hashem to go through the whole thing with you. So this is commentary of the Ramban to Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Achrimos. It just so happens to be that last week is our special shiur on V'achalta V'savata Uveirachta as Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasal lach. And here we have, in this week's parsha, a very beautiful Ramban about the Hashkacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam over Eretz Yisrael compared to the Hashkacha over all other lands. So let's look at this Ramban. It's to Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, Psukim Chaf Dalet through Chaf Hei. Hey, the Ramban says as follows. I'm about on the halfway down page one of your handout. So the Ramban says, Vatitama ha'aretz ve'efkot avona alaha ve'taki ha'aretz. That was the pasuk. The Ramban gives according to the pasuk. Hichmir ha'pasuv be'arayos. The Torah was very stringent, strict, machmir, in regard to arayos, forbidden sexual relationships, but avur ha'aretz, because of the land, shatitama behen, she herself will become defiled through them, v'taki ha'nefashos ha'osos, and she will spit out, she will vomit out anyone who is engaged in these relationships, v'hine ha'arayos chovos ha'guf, v'eino tlios ba'aretz. I don't understand, says the Ramban, Arayos is chovas aguf. We have mitzvos that are tuyos ba'aretz, and we have mitzvos that are tuyos baguf. Okay? So tefillin is tuya baguf, and ma'achalos asuras and ma'achalos mutaras is a mitzvah of the guf. Shemitah, yovel, truman, meiser, arla, this week's parasha talks about arla, so that is tuya ba'aretz. That's a land-dependent mitzvah. And then there are body, the dependent mitzvos. So what's the kasha of the Ramban? What does arayos, which is a bodily isser, have to do with the land spitting you out, which is a land? So maybe tell me your body will break out in boils. Your orifices will be clogged up. You'll become sick physically. The punishment for Arayish is that the land of Eretz Yisrael will spit it out. But the Ramban says it doesn't make sense. But Arayish, I don't understand this because Arayish. One second, please. My computer's being very weird. I have to stop screen sharing. Last week we got kicked off in the middle. Okay, it's okay, Hashem. Okay, I do not know what is going on. One second, please. I'm not going to be able to click and highlight where I'm up to. You're going to have to follow along on your own. Every time I try and do that, I mess up the screen. You know, there's a story that there's a father and a child in the supermarket, and the child is having a tantrum, and the father is saying, audible to the person buying the line, "Don't worry, Harvey, the shopping trip's almost over. Don't worry, Harvey, soon we're going to be in the car. Don't worry, Harvey, we could all calm down. Don't worry, Harvey, it's going to be okay." And the person behind says, "You're speaking so nicely to your child." Harvey says, "I'm not speaking to the child, I'm speaking to myself." So I don't really want Shir to be over, but I just want my computer to work properly. One second. Okay, let's go. Okay. Okay. My computer's being very weird. You're just going to have to follow along. I couldn't post it. You're just going to have to follow along with the screenshot. I'm going to read and translate. Let's keep going. So the Ramban says that Arayish is chovas haguf and not chovas haaretz. So why is the punishment for Arayish the land spitting you out? Paragraph number 2. Aval sod hadavar, but the secret to the matter, says the Ramban, bekosuv is in the pasuk and sefer Devarim, behanchal elyon goyim, behafrida bnei adam, yatsev givulos amim, lemispar bnei Yisrael. So the pasuk is when the Supreme One, Behanchala Elyon Goyim, when the Supreme One, Elyon, gave an inheritance to the nations of the world, Behafrida Bnei Adam, he separated the children of man, Yatsev Givulos Amim, he established the borders for nations, Lemishbar Bnei Yisrael, for the children, number of children of Israel, Ki Chelek Hashem Amu, Yaakov Chevel Nechoso. So the secret is that the Bnei Yisrael and the Chelek of Yaakov is Hashem's Chelek, and he divided the land up into different borders, and we got the chelek of Eretz Yisrael v'ha'anyin, ki Hashem ha'nichbad bara hakol. I'm in line 2 of paragraph 2 of the Ramban. And the answer is, ki Hashem ha'nichbad bara hakol. The Almighty created everything. V'sam koach ha'tachtonim be'elyonim. And he put the power of the tachtonim, the lower ones, in the upper realm. So this Ramban might be a little bit difficult for us to understand exactly, and preempting any questions you may have, he's going to speak about, like we already saw in the Gemara, that there are other powers that rule over the other lands that are intermediaries between God and the land. So what the Ramban is going to explain, but we're still going to go through it inside, is that Hashem himself is directly over Eretz Yisrael, but over other lands there are powers, there are captains, officers over the other lands. How exactly does that work? I can't tell you beyond what the Ramban quotes, but we already saw it mentioned by the Maharsha on our Gemara that God directly waters Eretz Yisrael, but the other ministering angels, if you will, beings water the other lands. So clearly there's some sort of idea that the Hashkacha of Hashem is direct over Eretz Yisrael, but it is indirect over other lands. So let's continue. Vinasan al kol am va am ba'artzosam ligoyehem kochav umazal yodua. Hashem put over each and every nation in their land, for their nations, a kochav, a constellation, a star, umazal, a constellation, yodua, every land has a known star and constellation, kasher noda beitzagnidus, like it is well known from astrology, vizeo shenemar, and that's like the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim. He only gives a short excerpt from the pasuk, but I'm going to read to you the whole pasuk so you understand the reference. The pasuk that he quotes from Devarim, Perek Dalet, pasuk Gittas, is as follows: Upen tisa einecha shemaima lest you lift your eyes to the heavens, v'ra'isa es ha'shemesh, v'es ha'yareach, v'es ha'polchavim, kotz v'ashamayim. This isn't on your sheet. This is the pasuk that the Ramban quotes. I'm giving you the whole pasuk so you understand the context as to why he quotes this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu warns us at the end of his life in Devarim, he says, lest you lift your eyes to the heavens and you see the sun and the moon and the stars and all of the hosts of the heavens. V'nidachta v'hishtachavisha lehem. You will become led astray. You will worship them. V'avadatem. And you will worship. Asher chalak Hashem lokecha osam l'chol ha'amim. God apportioned the kochav and the mazal and the tzva hashamayim to all the nations, but not to you. Furthermore, that means he apportioned them to all the other lands, but not to our land. Continuing with the Ramban, right after where he quoted the Devarim Perek Dal Pasuk Yates, ki chelek l'kula mazalot b'shamayim, Hashem apportioned to every other land some sort of mazal in the heavens, V'gvohim aleihem malachei elyon, nasnam liyosam sarim aleihem. And God appointed a heavenly angel, an angel on high, to be the sar over that land, to be the officer over that land. V'hine Hashem anichbarhu elokei ha'elokim. And behold, the Holy One, the Honorable God, is the Elokei Elokim, v'adonai ha'adonim. He's the God of all gods and the power and master of all masters. L'chol ha'olam, for the whole world. I bolded this for you, aval Eretz Yisrael, but when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, imtza'ut ha'yishuvhi, which is the very essence of all settlement, nachas Hashem miyuchadus l'shmo, it is an inheritance and a portion to God, Eretz Yisrael, dedicated, devoted to God's name, lo nasan aleha min ha'malachim katsir shoter u'mosha. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we already saw in the Gemara that Eretz Yisrael was created first. The whole rest of the world is the chutzos, the outskirts, the outline. Eretz Yisrael, which is the essence of the yeshuv of the world, which is the portion of God dedicated specially to his name, he did not put upon Eretz Yisrael a katsir shoter u'mosha. He didn't put a captain or a ruler or an officer over Eretz Yisrael. Not at all. V'hanchilo oso la'amo ha'miyuchad shemo zera'ovav. When he gave Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance to his chosen nation, the seed of his beloved ones, the seed, we are the progeny of the forefathers, there is no sar, v'shofet, there's no captain, there's no officer, there's no other power ruling over Eretz Yisrael. V'zeu she'amar, and this is like the pasuk says, in Sefer Shemos by Matan Torah, you'll be to me more treasured than all the nations, because the whole earth is mine. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, you should be for me a nation, and I will be for you a God. Lo shitiyu osam el Elohim acherim klal. You, Bnei Yisrael, who are supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael, will not be meshubat, so to speak, will not be under the jurisdiction of the Captain of America, no pun intended with Captain America. And the Jews who live in Canada are under the Captain of Canada. And the Jews who live in Australia, because we live in Chutz Arts, Australia has a Sar, it has a Malachi Elyon, it has some sort of officer. It dictates the rain over the land, the goings on over the land. The Ribbono Shel Olam is above that being. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's different. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not under any other power, only under God. Okay, I'm 4 lines up from the bottom of page 1. For some reason, I can't click on it at all to show you where I'm up to. If you're holding the hard copy in your hand, I'm 4 lines up from the bottom of page 1. V'hine kidei sha'am ha'yoshev ba'artzo b'kedushas ha'arayos. And behold, God sanctified the nation who is living in his land with the kedusha, with holiness. And therefore, we can't be involved in arayos. U'birovei ha'mitzvos, and with so many mitzvos, liyosom lishmo. In Eretz Yisrael, we are dedicated and miyuchad and special to God's name. And therefore, Hashem made us Kodesh. So the Ramban is explaining, remember his original question, Parshas Achrimos ends in Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches is all about forbidden sexual relationships, and then the Perek ends by telling me, if you engage in these arise, you'll be kicked out of the land. So the Ramban is trying to understand and explain to us why we'll be kicked out of the land for Chovas HaGuf, if it's not a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. And he's explaining to us that the jurisdiction of the Ribbono Shel Olam over Eretz Yisrael is entirely different than the jurisdiction of the Ribbono Shel Olam over the other lands. They have a captain and an officer, but not so over Eretz Yisrael. The Lakach Amar, and therefore the Pasuk says, Ushmartem es kol chukosai ves kol mishpotai. Mishpotai, that's in Parshas Kedoshim. You shall guard all my chukim and all my mishpotim, and you should do them. Velo saki, velo saki eshem ha'aretz. If you guard my mishpotim and my chukim, the land will not spit you out. In other words, if you do transgress my mitzvot, what will happen to us? We will be spit out of the land. Uksiv, and furthermore it says, Va'amar lachem, atem tirshu asad masam, va'ani etnana lachem l'rasha sosa, ani Hashem lokecham, asher yivdalti eschem min amim. I will give you the land to inherit the land. I will give it to you as a heritage and an inheritance. I am Hashem, and I distinguished you from all the other nations. So we are distinguished, and then in Eretz Yisrael, we can be kicked out of the land for chovas haguf, even though it is not chovas haaretz. Am I up to? Yomar ki hivdilo sana mikol ha'amim. God distinguished us from all the nations. Asher nasan aleim sarim ve'elohim achirim. All the other nations, top of page 2. I can't click on my screen at all, but top of page 2. God put over all the other nations, sar ve'elohim achirim, sarim ve'elohim achirim. Officers and other powers. Bititu lanu es ha'aretz shel yihia hu yisparach lanu le'elohim. But when he gave us Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Yisbarach is over it as the absolute power, and we are distinguished, special to his name. And behold the land, that is the heritage of the Honorable God. The land will vomit out all who bring defilement upon her. She literally cannot handle. If somebody eats something that's spoiled, they will get sick. Their body cannot ingest spoiled food. They will throw up. The land of Eretz Yisrael, v'lo tisbol. She cannot handle. She cannot carry the burden of Ovdei Avodah Zarah u'megalim arayos. So it's so much more chumer to be involved in such sins in Eretz Yisrael because the land herself becomes defiled. But why? Because God's jurisdiction is directly over this land. V'hine b'chutz la'aretz, paragraph 2 or sentence 2 on page 2. V'hine b'chutz la'aretz, but behold in chutz la'aretz. Afal pisha kol Hashem hanichbad. Even though, of course, everything is for Hashem. Ein hatahara bo shlema. The purity in chutz la'aretz is not complete. Ba'avur ha'misharsim ha'moshim alah. Because there are other powers that rule over these lands. V'ha'amim tohim achari sarehem. Isn't that the truth? And the nations of these lands stray after those powers. La'avod gamotam. The nations of the world worship other powers that have jurisdiction over their land. So how could you have complete tahara in these lands? You can't. After the three dots. By the way, this piece of lengthy Ramban, you could learn it inside. It's very lengthy. It's much, much lengthier. I brought out the excerpts that I wanted to highlight for you in today's class. Ki hakol mi'ito yisparach. Everything is from Hashem. V'hine Hashem hanichbad yisparach elokei elokim b'chutz aretz. Elokei aretz yisol shi'nachas Hashem. Of course, everything is God's. But Hashem hanichbad yisparach, I can't exactly translate it, the name, the honorable one, the blessed one, elokei elokim b'chutz aretz. In Chutz Arts, he's the god of other powers. But in Eretz Yisrael, he's the god of the land. V'chein shana b'sifra, and so we learn in the Sifra, v'lo taki ha'aretz aschem, so that the land should not spit you out. Eretz Yisrael, I bolded this for you, I'm in the third paragraph on page 2. Eretz Yisrael, eina kashar artzos, eina mekayames ovrei aveira. Because of God's direct jurisdiction over the land, Eretz Yisrael is not like other lands. She literally cannot tolerate sinners. Why? Because there is no Captain America. There is only the Ribbono Shel Olam.
And the Sifri teaches, when the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ve'ein imo el nachar, with him there is no strange power, Shalo tehei v'shus la'achad misarei ha'umos lavo l'shlop b'chem, that Hashem will not give permission to any of the officers of the nations to come rule over you. Ve'ein imo el nachar, with him, when he rules God over Eretz Yisrael, there is no other el nachar, foreign God, strange God. But over the other lines, there's the Ribon Hashem and Captain America. Over Eretz Yisrael, there's only Hashem, HaNichbar, Elokei, HaElokim, Yisparach Shemo. Eretz Yisrael, I read that already. Rabbi Sifrer, Eini Mo Al Nachash, I read that also. V'hu Ma'amram. And this is like the sages say, middle of paragraph 3, on page 2. Kol Hadar V'chutza La'aretz, Domeh. Why? Because you're under, we are under Captain America. Captain America's under God. Captain America sends us our rain. The people of this land stray after Captain America. The Tsar, the Shofet, the Katzin, the officer, the captain, the heavenly being who runs this land. So it's as if you don't have a God when you're in Chutzarts, because you're under the jurisdiction of those other powers. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, of course you have a God, because there is no intermediary. God does not give them permission to rule over his special land. Let's repeat that again. Kol hadar b'chutz la'aretz, dome kemisha eino aloha. Whoever lives outside of Israel, it's as if he does not have a God. Sheneemar, like the Pasuk says, latei dacham eretz kenan, liyos dacham lalokim. I will give you the land of Canaan in order to be for you a God, meaning in Eretz Canaan, which became Eretz Yisrael, I am your God. Ergo, when you are not in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if I am not your God. Cause man sha'atam be'eretz Canaan, bolded sentence, end of paragraph 3, page 2. Cause man sha'atam be'eretz Canaan, hayisi lecham elokim. All the while that you are in the land of Canaan, which today we call Eretz Yisrael, I will be for you a God. Eina tem be'eretz Canaan. When you are not in the land of Canaan, kaviyachol, it's as if ein ani lachem lelokim. It's as if I am not a God to you. Umizah ha'enyon amr b'sifri. And regarding this matter, the sages say in the Sifri, va'avadetem mehera. We said that this morning in Kriya Shema, what we call the second paragraph of the Shema. You will be quickly lost. Even though I am ejecting you and exiling you from the land to Chutz La'aretz, you should still do the mitzvos. Why should you still do the mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz? Heyu mitzuyanim b'mitzvos. Kishetichzaru lo yu alecha chadashim. This is very famous, Ma'amar Chazal. The reason you should do the mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz, even though you are now exiled, is so you should excel. You should be distinguished through the mitzvos, excel in them, so that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, they won't be like new. If you stop doing the mitzvos and you stop passing them down to your children and your children's children and your children's children, then after 2,000 years of galus, when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to know what to do. In fact, I'm just learning through a different sefer right now, Rabbi Netanel Wiederblank. I mentioned in a number of shiurim, illuminating Jewish thought. Anyway, he writes there that in the days of Ezra, I just read it, I think yesterday, the day before, he quotes the psukim, that the people after Galus Babel had strayed so far, they forgot about Sukkos. He needed to reteach them. So in 70 years, if they forgot about Sukkos, what's going to happen to us after 2,000 years? So you should keep the mitzvos. Why should you keep the mitzvos? So when you come back here, you're going to know what to do. Kishitichzaru lo yu aleichem chadashim. Otherwise, Torah will be totally lost. Mashal Melach, it is an allusion to an Adon, a Melach, a master, a king, Shekaas Alishto. This ruler became angry at his wife. Vishachal Beis Aviha. He sent her away. He exiled her from the palace, from the manor. He said, go back to your father's house. He doesn't want a divorce. He wants to take her back. He needs his anger to cool down. So he sent her, Amarlo, he sent her, Hey, they mis kashetes tachshitim. You should still wear all your jewelry as if you're still the princess, as if you're still the queen, as if you're still the woman of the household. You should still dress up like you belong to the king. Why? Kishetachziri lo yu alecha chadashim. So that when you return, they will not be new to you. You will still be used to dressing like the queen, looking like the queen, acting like the queen. I don't want you to forget who you are. So the Ramban says that this is the purpose of the mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz, that it's very important that we should know what we are doing here so that when we return, it won't be new. V'kein Amar Yirmiyahu, and so says Yirmiyahu, Hitzivi l'chatziyunim, Eilu mitzvos, establish for yourself signs at the crossroads. You should put up markers. What are the markers? Eilu mitzvos sheYisrael mitzuyanin behem. These are the mitzvos that when we go into Golus, we should excel and be distinguished through the mitzvos. V'hinei hakasuv sheAmar, like the pasuk says, V'avadata mehera from Shema, V'haya, V'samta mestivai Eilu alavavchem, Eino mechayev, Eino mechayev begolus, Ela b'chovas haguf, Kitfilin u'mezuzos. When we come to Chutz La'aretz, we're mechuyav in the mitzvah tuluyos beguf, such as tefillin, mezuzah, u'pirshu behen kidei shel yechadashim aleinu kishenachzor la'aretz. We should be well versed in these mitzvos, so that when we return to Eretz Yisrael, we'll know what we're doing. Balded, ki ikar kol ha-mitzvos l'yoshim v'eretz Hashem, because the ikar of all the mitzvos is for those who dwell in the land of God. And therefore the Sifri says, Yirashtem also v'yushaftem bav u'shmartem la'asos. When you dwell in the land, when you inherit and dwell there, and you kick off the nations of the world, and you are secure, and you're in where you're supposed to be, Eretz Yisrael, u'shmartem la'asos. That's where you have to guard the mitzvahs to do. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shekula k'negel kol mitzvah shevatar. I'm not making up one word of the Ramban. You can all go home and look it up for yourself. It's even lengthier than this. But we're already starting to run out of time. Keep in mind, we started 5 minutes late because I was having issues with the handout. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shekula k'negel kol mitzvah shevatar. The mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is equal to all other mitzvahs of the Torah, but now you understand why, because it's under the direct jurisdiction of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no captain, officer, shofei, ruler. You're living in the land that was created first, that God gives the choicest rain to, that God himself waters. We get the best of the cheese. Everybody else gets the leftovers. If there's anything left for you, you'll get it. Ikar kol ha-mitzvos l'yoshim v'eretz Hashem. Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael shekula k'negel kol mitzvah shevatar. The end of the Ramban is extremely interesting. I told you, I did not include the whole Ramban. It's really long. But the end I just did include because I find his pshat here fascinating. He explains two things. This is why Yaakov, after the slaughter of Shechem, if you will, the revenge against Shechem, if you will, Yaakov, as they're on their way back to Eretz Yisrael, he commands his family to get rid of the foreign gods that they have. And the Ramban says that's because outside of Eretz Yisrael, it could be tolerated. Inside Eretz Yisrael cannot be tolerated. And the last part of the Ramban is so interesting. That's why Rachel had to die when they were coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Because outside of Eretz Yisrael, he was allowed to be married to two sisters. Dorma l'misha ein lo aloha. But once they come back to Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu is mechoyav in all the mitzvos, and therefore one of the wives had to die. Which sister should die? He says, Rachel was taken, the sister who was taken second. So she was technically the forbidden sister. Leah was married first, and that's why Rachel is to die. Very, very interesting. So this shiur series is officially called Insights and Lessons from Torah HaRav. So I want to sum things up for us by quoting some thoughts of Rav Soloveitchik, of Joseph B. Soloveitchik, in 1978 in the Yeshiva, Yeshiva University. Thoughts on Eretz Yisrael. You know, we're Golus Jews. Maybe some of us are half a year here, half a year there. Maybe some of us are three Shalosh Regalim there, the rest of the time here. Maybe some of us are Zohar to have an apartment there and live here. But Lameisa, if we're here, then we're here. And what does this all mean for us after two classes? Last week we spoke so much about Eretz Yisrael and Medina Yisrael. I pointed out that they're not the same thing. The terms should not be used interchangeably. Medina Yisrael is a bracha that allows us to access the benefits of Eretz Yisrael. Last week we had an almost hour shiur, and today we're at 43 minutes. What does this all mean for us? Because I live in Woodmere. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I hope one day, in the right time, when the situation of my life and my family and my courage takes me to the right place, perhaps I too will be there. But clearly something about Eretz Yisrael pulls us. I just quoted, interestingly, in another shiur this week about Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He only visited Eretz Yisrael once in his whole life. He was the undisputed God of Hador. He had the largest Levaya since the Levaya of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai 2,000 years earlier, almost 2,000 years earlier. He was only in Eretz Yisrael once in his life, but like so many Gedolim and like so many lay people have that, he was buried on Har Menuchos. So sometimes if we can't get there in life for whatever reason, clearly Rav Moshe's tafkid was to be the leader, which he was, and we needed him, and we did, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu. There's something there that draws us, but so we live here, so what does this mean? Does it mean I should leave the shir now after learning this Ramban and I could go eat at McDonald's and I don't have to put on tefillin on me personally and I could stop covering my hair and I don't have to keep Shabbos? What does this mean? Am I only doing the mitzvos because I should have practice? Is that all it means to God? And we have to put this in a framework because we do live here and we have vibrant Jewish communities here. And yes, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And yes, Miriam Peretz, his father, fell down. And he said, Dielana, this is ours, that is not ours. And it's true. And anyone who learns with me knows how I feel about Eretz Yisrael and about Medina Yisrael. But Lamaisa, what about me? I live here. Does God reject me as a Jew who lives in Chutz Arts? So I want to quote. This piece by the Rav is much longer than what I'm quoting as well. Much longer. It's brought down in the Sefer of Rabbi David Holzer, the Rav thinking aloud. Not in the Parsha. There's other series. The Rav thinking aloud. It's a long chapter of comments of Rav Soloveitchik delivered in 1978 on the occasion of Yom HaTzmut. And I'm only bringing some excerpts. I told you the source. Could all go look it up. It's very long. He speaks very strongly. They were asking him some questions. And the Rav said there was a Yeshua with the founding of the state of Israel after the Holocaust. No doubt about it. A great Yeshua. After the Second World War, when the whole horrors of the Holocaust were revealed, we, the Jewish people, were in a very bad position after the Holocaust. Why? Missionaries, assimilationists, all kinds. Other religions, they came out of their hiding places. This is exactly the result of what happens to the Jewish people if you try to retain your identity. This is exactly what your God thinks of you. He has rejected you. So the Rav is saying, after the Holocaust, we were in a bad place. Never mind the Chorban and the decimation, but the nations of the world after the Holocaust, in a sense, were saying, ha ha, look what your God thinks of you. And if not for Medina Yisrael, says the Rav, or imagine now, Rahman al-Islam, God forbid. This is in 1978, so this is 30 years after the establishment of the state. We are now 40 years after that. And if not for Medina Yisrael, or imagine now, Rahman al-Islam, God forbid, Medina Yisrael is annihilated, is destroyed. The tidal wave of assimilation would inundate the whole diaspora. Could the establishment of the state have been at a higher level? That's a different story. It would have been better. But this does not mean it's worthless. Of course, it's a great Yeshua, and we must give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, not one day a year. He's specifically talking about Yom HaTzmut. We have to give thanks to Hashem for the Yeshua. He says, 365 days a year. Eretz Yisrael, but this is very important. Sometimes, Zionism and the state of Israel replaces Torah and mitzvos. Sometimes, the guiding beacon of light for some Jews becomes Eretz Yisrael and Zionism instead of Torah mitzvos. We survived 2,000 years without access to Eretz Yisrael and Zionism. We did not survive 2,000 years without Torah mitzvos. Says the Rav, Eretz Yisrael is not the highest good we have in our hierarchy of values. The highest good in our hierarchy of values is one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the special relationship we have with him. And that expresses itself in observance of mitzvos, a unique morality. Look at Achrimos and Kedoshim, it's full of mitzvos, both Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chavero, that increase our morality. We have a unique morality. We have a unique and singular way of life. This is the highest value. Torah, mitzvos, morality, relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the state. The highest value in a Jew's life must be Torah, must be our specific relationship with Hashem. There's no doubt about it. Yahadus does not revolve around the state. Yahadus revolves around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Torah was given at Har Sinai, and by the way, the Ramban quoted this pasuk. I know it was a very lengthy Ramban, but one of the passages in the Ramban quotes this pasuk, if you recall. When Hashem gave the Torah to Har Sinai, which we're counting towards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Va'ata, and now, im shema tushmu b'koli, ushmartim es brisi, and now if you listen to my voice and guard my covenant, v'yisam li sugula mikol ha'amim, you will be more treasured than all the nations. And God concludes and he says, ki li kol ha'aretz, the whole earth is mine. What's Kili Kala Art, says the Rav? Just say, you will be a treasure nation if you listen to my voice and you keep my covenant. Why does Hashem end the pasuk with, beginning of Perek Yutes of Shemos, Kili Kol Haaretz? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, the covenant of Torah is not limited to space and to land. The covenant of Torah is obligatory and binding on every single Jew, no matter where he lives, from Boston to New York to Eretz Yisrael, Hahar Bayis or the moon. Says the Rav again, Kili Kol Haaretz means if you're a Jew in Boston, New York, Eretz Yisrael, Har HaBayis, or the moon. Because of Kili Kol Haaretz, Torah is binding everywhere. Kiyum HaMitzvos is not only applicable to B'nai Eretz Yisrael, but to any Jew, no matter where he finds himself. And hence, to say that Yahadus revolves around Yishuv Eretz Yisrael would be wrong. Our prime duty, so what's our prime duty? I live here. Right now I live here. Our prime duty is to cultivate a life of Torah, to study Torah, and to observe and pass on God's word. And the place of a man is where he can accomplish the most. That's my opinion. How this rhymes with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's your job to find out. But to say that one who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, that his Kedusha is affected, it's false. The Rav goes so far as to say it's stupid. I try not to even use that word, but it's part of the quote. Says the Rav, the Rambam, Maimonides, might not have written Mishnah Torah if he had been in Eretz Yisrael. And then Rav Soloveitchik added, I would be out of a job if the Rambam didn't write the Mishnah Torah, and the audience laughs. But I'm not going to say that the Rambam did not fulfill Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Kili Kol Haaretz. Where you accomplish more is up to the individual. The people in the diaspora, says the Rav, have a right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect them, just like the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps we don't fulfill Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but we fulfill other mitzvos. And supporting Eretz Yisrael, which we all do, is this not Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And then they ask him about the difficult Ramban. They say, what to do with the Ramban? They actually quoted from Devarim 11:18. I did not look up the Ramban in Devarim 11:18. This is the Ramban to Vayikra 18:24-25, Achrimos. But apparently in Devarim, the Ramban quotes the same Mamre Chazal. So they ask the Rav, what should we do with the Ramban in Devarim, which says, Kiyum HaMitzvos in Chutzarts is not the same as Eretz Yisrael, which we just learned today. The Rav says, I knew that Ramban before you were born. And the audience laughs. I knew about it. I sweated out the Ramban. There's a Sifri quoted by the Ramban. It's a difficult Sifri. And no matter who says it, I don't care. Three words. Ki, li, kol haaretz, four words. Settles everything. Chovos HaMitzvos and Chutzarts is not a prologue. A Jew takes an Esrog and Chutzarts is the same reward as a Jew takes an Esrog and Eretzol. It's a difficult Ramban, says the Rav. But don't frighten me with it. What should we be doing today, Bisman Hazeh, they asked him, 1978, what's our tafkid? First of all, to be good Jews. Secondly, study Torah. Spread knowledge of Torah. Train a Jew to observe the Torah, no matter geography, no matter where he lives. Third, support Eretz Yisrael. What's my tafkid? Be a good Jew. Make a Kiddush Hashem wherever you go. Secondly, or maybe this is firstly, they go hand in hand, they're both first. Learn Torah. Study Torah. Live Torah. Teach Torah. Thirdly, if you're a Chutz La'aretz Jew, support Eretz Yisrael. If in his present opportunity he can continue his good work in Eretz Yisrael, then perhaps he should consider moving. If not, he can stay in the diaspora. And finally, is the destiny of Yerushalayim closer to fulfillment since Hakamat HaMedina, since Hakamas HaMedina? Is the destiny of Am Yisrael closer to fulfillment since Hakamas HaMedina? I will give you the answer which Melech HaMashiach gave Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. The Gemara Masachah Sanhedrin tells us, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Melech HaMashiach in the marketplace, famous Gemara. And he said to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, when are you coming, finally? And Mashiach said, Hayom, today. And Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Hayom. And Melech HaMashiach said, Hayom, im bekolo tishmu. I'm coming today, if you listen to Hashem's word. Concludes the Rav, the matter of Geula depends on the entirety of Knesset Yisrael. We know the Geula depends upon us. I thank you all for joining, both in person and over Zoom. I wish you a meaningful and wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov.